BMHA Executive Director Dawn Sanders Garrett says the proposed smoking ban is intended to ensure the health and safety of BMHA residents and employees. It would apply to cigarettes, cigars, pipes, and e-cigs. At the BMHA's board meeting this week, Sanders Garrett was asked about the rights of the tenants who, if the plan is approved, will have to comply or face potential penalties. Because the BMHA is federally subsidized, the tenants' rights are somewhat limited.
They certainly have the right to smoke, but they may not have the right to smoke inside the unit.
Under the proposal, residents and employees of the BMHA would have the right to smoke at least 25 feet from BMHA buildings. What the details of the rollout will look like, including possible penalties from warnings to fines to eviction, and where designated smoking areas will be placed, is still in the planning phase. Sanders Garrett says she's reached out to HUD for further recommendations, but the how of the plan could be impacted by finances.
In the era of reduced funding, because we're not receiving 100% of our proration, either on the operating subsidy side or our capital side, it makes it difficult for the housing authority to impose.
In the meantime, the BMHA is already partnering with the Coalition for a Tobacco-Free Western New York to provide tenants with cessation options, including programs inside the residences. Over the next month, residents will also be surveyed for their thoughts on the smoking ban and asked about their own smoking habits. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.